And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama's solid conservative, just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. Listen, we're in studio right now with Katie Britt, GOP candidate for the U.S. Senate in the great state of Alabama. Are you, by the way, are you really going to let Tommy Tuberville claim to be the senior senator once you're elected?
He is. He's going to be. I am going to be his junior senator for the state of Alabama.
I mean, you can show him where the hidden rooms are in D.C. and stuff. I mean, you know stuff. You can't let him be the senior senator.
I am excited to be able, hopefully in 14 days, to be able to serve with him come January. He has done some really great things. A thing that I look back on is him getting that vote 99-0 to say anyone who votes to, or any community that works to defund the police will not get any federal funding.
Yeah.
That's a feat for anyone, much less a freshman senator. So it was really impressive.
Well, he'll be on the show tomorrow.
Good, good. Well, yeah. He's done great things. I'm excited to work
He's
work
one
with
of
him.
Those that I kind of stood back and said, well, he's got no voting record. I hope he really is a conservative. But so far, man, everything that he has done, I've been applauding. So,
yeah.
All right. Hey, listen, in the time we got left, because I know you got other appointments this afternoon, I want to shift gears. You talked through some things, and I wish we could just go more in depth on a few topics. But one thing I do want to hit with you, because you and Wesley are parents, but you got school age kids, is this almost frantic sense that the left is going after our kids. And we've talked about it a lot on this show. In fact, if there's anything that engages my listeners, it seems to be those social cultural issues that are at a heightened sense right now. Your thoughts on parental involvement, your thoughts on parental rights, your thoughts on education, what are you thinking right now? And how can y'all address this when you get elected?
Yeah, so I think this is really the driving force for parents and people getting off the sidelines that you've seen in this election cycle, you know, everything from school boards to U.S. Senate races. I mean, people are saying enough is enough. One of the things that we dealt with during COVID, amongst many, was obviously the masking of our children.
Yeah.
When we did not want them masked, Democrats working to keep them locked out of classrooms instead of letting them get back in the classroom and learn. And we know that that was detrimental, not only from an educational space when it comes to learning, but also from a mental health space and what that did to so many children across the country. And so when you looked at that, but then we also saw what our children were being taught. And when you look at that, eyes wide open, sure did. We say, that's exactly right. Say the left is woke and the right has become awake. And Wesley believes that our children should be taught to love this nation. They should be taught the fundamentals of reading and math and history. And when it comes to woke ideology making its way into the classroom, you know, those conversations that are occurring now about sexuality and other things, those are conversations for parents at home. And the fact that we have, you know, five-year-olds and third graders being taught different ideologies and things, it has no place in the classroom. And unfortunately, it is a vicious cycle that continues to grow. I mean, you know, now we see it everything from not only gender ideology issues, but then you hear about people that are, you know, identify as animals of some sort.
Furries.
And there it is. And
I even hate saying it.
Right? And that's the thing. 5 years ago, we would have thought, there's no way. And now we have different parents across the state that are talking about their children encountering this. And as parents, it's our job to stand up. You know, children go through a variety of different things. There's a reason, Phil, that children can't drive until they're 16.
Right.
And they can't vote until they're 18. And they can't drink a beer until they're 21. And in a lot of states, you can't even rent a car until you're 25.
And the thing that gets me is there are laws against statutory rape, which is just basically a non-consensual relationship with a child.
That's right.
Because not because the child didn't say yes, but because the child is not deemed to have the ability to consent to that kind
That's
of
right.
thing below a certain age.
That's right.
And yet you're going to teach them about this stuff.
That's right. And when you look at even how old you have to be to get a tattoo because that's a permanent marking on your body. You know, we as adults have to protect children and make sure that there are not things occurring that are going to that can't be rewound.
You know, in Alabama, we have, it was called the VCAP bill, which is the state legislation that prevents the transgender surgeries and the and treatments on kids. It's partially enjoined right now in court. The surgeries piece is still off the table. We prevailed on that piece. The judge went ahead and enjoined that. But Tennessee is considering legislation right now. Idaho is considering legislation right now. Multiple states around the nation are looking at this. And yet the president of the United States did an interview with a transgender activist the other day for a full day interview in the White House.
In the White House.
And said that he believes that states shouldn't have any right to say something about blocking these surgeries for kids. Your thoughts on
and
that?
And so that shows you how out of touch Joe Biden is with this nation. So when we look at what's happening in the country, and I am talking to Alabamians across the state, they are talking about inflation. They're talking about the price of gas. They're talking about the price of groceries. They're talking about tough conversations they're having to have around the kitchen table to figure out how to make ends meet. They are talking about crime in their community. They are talking about fentanyl. You know, here in this state, we've had 15 uses of Narcan on our school campuses this year alone. I mean, so people are talking about that. That's what they're coming and asking me about. Then you have them talking about education. You have them talking about wanting their children to be educated and not indoctrinated. You hear them talking about the different things that are going on. Joe Biden is so out of touch that what he is saying is, my number one thing is I will make abortion legal till the baby is born and thereafter, that he's saying that's my, you know, I'm gonna do that. And then he's also talking about these things, and it just shows how out of touch and that he is being driven by the far left instead of what's good for Americans and what's good for the prosperity of this nation.
Well, I mean, more to come on that. I do believe the states need to step in more often. And you're going to wind up seeing some things like California declared itself a sanctuary state for transgender surgeries. You can come there. And even to the point that their state law seems to indicate that they would not honor a subpoena or other action from another state to try and deal with the issue if a child passed over state lines. And maybe even blocking parents from taking action if their child ran away to California for a procedure.
Phil, I mean, and you look at the hypocrisy, though, of the left. Let's look at what happened when we saw what Ron DeSantis did, sending the people who had crossed the border illegally,
right,
sent them to a sanctuary state in Massachusetts, right, to Martha's Vineyard. Last time I checked, sanctuary state, right? Come one, come all. I mean, it took them less than 24 hours to move them on.
We said a whole segment right before you walked in the door.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I mean, what in the world? And nobody calls them out for these things. You know, you have Biden that has been putting illegal aliens on planes and buses his entire administration and shipping them off to different places. But as long as they aren't wealthy, rich, you know, liberal elites, it's just fine. You know, they got 50 up there. You look at what's happening on the border right now. They're getting about 72, they say, on average, illegal immigrants a day in these border towns. Though they are then put in the middle of rapes and human trafficking and drug cartels. Outside of McAllen, Texas, the drug cartels are making $152 million a week.
It's a multi-billion-dollar industry now.
And we should all, we should all be able to agree that we want to seal and secure our border. And let's talk about the hypocrisy again. Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden know that walls work. We've seen them. We've had to pay to build the walls around their house. So how come you and I aren't good enough to have that same level of security?
All right. Hey, listen, we got about 3.5 minutes left. I want to ask you something.
Okay.
All right. So you spent time in D.C., so you kind of know the way things work up there. Committees are a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama is about to have our two senior most congressmen, Mike Rogers and Robert Adderholt. Adderholt's going to wind up being very senior on House Appropriations. We may very well see Mike Rogers be the chairman of House Armed Services, which will be
huge.
A big deal.
Huge.
You're going up there as a junior senator. Is there an assignment or a committee or an interest that is like, oh man, I want that assignment, or this is where I want to be on a committee that does this? Are you looking at something in particular that you're like, that's where I want to be?
Well, I know enough to know that my senior senator, Coach Tuberville, will have a lot to do with where I land. He will have first choice and first dibs. And so
the problem is your husband played for Alabama, so now he was an Auburn coach. So what's he going to do?
That's right.
You're going to have a broom closet office, and what's going
to
happen?
That's right. That's right. I'm going to be sent to the basement and stay there. So I know right now he's on armed services. So there are four Super A committees, and trying to get one of your senators on those, so having two would be big. It's armed services, foreign relations, appropriations, and finance.
Right.
They have never put a freshman on finance, so I don't see that changing anytime soon. But you also have Senator Tuberville on agriculture,
yes,
which we have a farm bill coming up, and so that is incredibly important.
Big deal to Alabama,
it
too.
It sure is. I mean, that's 20% of our economy here, and so I would assume that he would stay on agriculture as well. As he's building seniority, he's in such a great spot. Commerce is a good one because you're able to see it touches everything, and here in the state, it is the authorizing for both NASA and NOAA. All the transportation issues, the broadband issues, they all come in front of that. Banking is another really good one. Touches a lot of different things, banking, housing, but who knows where everyone will go on that.
Are you just going to name all the committees right now? What are you going to do?
Potentially. but I would love to be, I'd love to be on intelligence. Would love to be on intelligence. But again, here's the deal. I'm going to be like 100 out of 100. And so what I want and what I get will likely be two different things.
Well, if Tiffany Smiley gets elected, you won't be the youngest.
There you go. So maybe if they do a little age, then I'll be 99. I'll be 99.
There you go.
But I am. I'm excited. I do think we need to make sure that the state's covered in a multitude of ways. So I plan to sit down with Senator Tuberville, figure out where he wants to go, and then try to block and tackle for our state and our nation, where we need to be.
Well, blessings on you. You got 2 weeks left? 2 weeks from today. Oh, yeah. 2 weeks from today.
2 weeks from today.
All right. You're down to it. And, I feel very confident. I don't see any issues there, but I also know, to use the phrase again, blocking and tackling. You're also coordinating and communicating with other races around the nation. So
absolutely, and we have Senator Blackburn coming next week, and certainly would love all of your listeners to come out. We're doing that next week in Huntsville on Monday at lunch. So she's coming down to help us campaign, to help get out the Republican vote. Marsha Blackburn, Tennessee.
All right.
And so we're really excited about that. So I'll get you some more information on that. As you know, it matters, guys. We have to send a message. We need local races all the way up. We need to have that red wave, and that means us getting out, reminding our friends, knocking doors, because, hey, as you well know, all politics is local, and so we've got to make sure that we get the right people in place
all the way up. It is, and I said yesterday on the show, don't take for granted the fact that we're a red state. Send a message with how many reds showed up at the poll.
Right.
It's one thing to say we're a red state. It's another thing to say we came out in such force that no one could even blink at it.
I am grateful to Senator Blackburn, and I am excited to have her here with us.
All right, good deal. All right, Katie Britt, we appreciate you being here in studio today. I know you got another appointment we're about to make you late for, but appreciate you being
here.
Happy to
be here, and appreciate you having me.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, folks, stay tuned. We'll wrap this up here in just one moment. Coming up top of the hour, Matt Murphy, who used to be on the air in Birmingham, now up in Nashville, is going to be on to talk about big old protests they had in Nashville. He was there. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.